Anyway, it is time right now to bring in none other than Pat Pagano. We won't talk oil. We'll talk the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. And, you know, on that note, since the actual price of crude oil is negative, why isn't the price of gas being reflected?
Well, it is around here. We're down like to, in some areas around here, $1.70 a gallon, $1.80 a gallon. Now, people around here say, wow, that's really low. Folks, when I used to drive and I bought my first new car, a Dodge Dart Sport Convertible, back in 1974, I hate to tell you, but gas then was 40-some cents a gallon. Do you remember that, Pat? Do you remember when you
I don't remember it that cheap, but I do remember it below a dollar.
It went from 40 in the oil crisis. It went from 40 some cents a gallon up to a dollar or something a gallon. That was the, and you had to have license plates to get gas. It was either odd or even, or a letter or a number. And because I had moved to New York, Pat, I still had my Connecticut license plate, which happened to be even. My New York license plate was odd. So I could still travel. I would swap my plates out.
Right. I do remember that odd and even bit. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because the tables always turn, Marshall. And we all do remember when the gas companies really had us over a barrel. And we were paying, you know, in some places we were paying for almost $4 or $5 a gallon. And of course, they were reaping profits like there was no tomorrow. And now look what happened. See how things turn? You can never be, you know, greed is a terrible thing. But anyhow, weather-wise, we do have a very strong cold front. It is literally flying down out of the eastern Great Lakes. Cloudy and windy with showers today. There could be a thunderstorm, 50 to 55, and the wind will pick up, especially after the front passes. And the front should pass us 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon. And tonight, clear, breezy, cold, 25 to 30. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, a chilly wind, only 50. Sun with increasing clouds, rain comes in late Thursday, mid-50s. It'll be windy and rainy on Friday in the mid-50s. And the weekend doesn't look terrible, but it doesn't look great. We may get a little sun on Saturday. Otherwise, I think the next chance of rain comes in Saturday night and is with us on Sunday. So very, very unsettled weather. It'll be interesting to see how much rain we get on Friday because half of the computer models are forecasting the next storm to stay far enough south to basically keep the heaviest rain down along the coast. The other half of the models are saying no. Everybody's going to get rain. So we'll see what happens. It's only Tuesday, and a lot could change there. So I'm watching that for you. In the meantime, yesterday wasn't a bad day. You know, we had the sun breaking out during the afternoon, went for a walk, saw a couple of my neighbors. Everybody's very fine. Everybody's adhering to all the rules and regulations. You know, they're not putting their masks on while walking around the neighborhood. They have them on around their neck, and if they get, you know, if someone were to get too close to them, then they put the mask up. Otherwise, I didn't see a problem there. I saw people at the shopping market and at the post office, everybody with masks on. So everybody is taking the precautions, and I guess that is one of the reasons why the counts are coming down, which is really, really great. And if we continue to make progress, you know, hopefully things will loosen up in the next couple of weeks, and I hope they do, because my friend David came to me, actually emailed me yesterday. Now, this is the gentleman who has been checking on my cabin because of the little Mises.
Yeah.
And now, in the last 2 weeks, no report, nothing. But he said, you know, Pat, he said, I can't tell you how strongly I feel about this all coming from behind the sink. I said, I know you keep saying that. He says, so I'm going to have to almost insist, I know it's your cabin, but I'm going to have to insist that we move that sink.
The what?
The sink.
Oh.
He wants the sink moved. Next to it is a very small gas stove, brand new. I don't even think we ever used the oven. It's like, you know, maybe 5, 6 years old. He said, and we have to move that. And I said, yeah. He said, we have to get behind there. He said, because if there is no wall behind there, no sheetrock, he said, that is a perfect nesting place for these things. He said, and we have to fix that. He said, my gut tells me if we do that, you're going to be fine. So we have to do that. Now the big question is, Marshall, when do I do it? Because I really could only do it on a Saturday. I can't do it Sunday because I work Sunday afternoon to get everything ready for Monday. So that limits my time. And I'd have to do it on a Saturday, and I'm looking for a Saturday that has decent weather. And that, you know, that's kind of hard to come by. I don't know what's going to be with this Saturday. I mean, we may start with a little sun, but then, as I said, it may cloud up. We may start raining later in the day, which is not good. I mean, that doesn't really affect me because I won't have the gas on at the cabin because we have to move the gas stove and everything out. So therefore, as soon as it gets dark, we won't be able to do anything inside the cabin. So that's number one. And number two, how cold is it going to be? This place has been locked up all winter long. And if it's only in the 40s on Saturday, that's not going to be too pleasant. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to get up there and do it with David. So that's my dilemma, folks. But you know one thing, if you hear Pat going up to the cabin on a Saturday, that means the weather's nice.
All right. Well, I got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Las Vegas and Wuhan? What's the difference between Las Vegas and Wuhan?
I would have to say it's many miles.
No. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, brother. Here we start the jokes. Did you see the video out about Wuhan and this news research company? I forgot the name of the, it started with an E, and they sent a reporter out to research this whole thing. The video is pretty long. It's over an hour. And I watched the video, you know, and of course, at one point, they could see how this is related to the bats. Yeah. But when they keep investigating more and more and more and more, they're pointing to a virus that was engineered in the labs.
Well, it was, what it looks like is that they already knew about a coronavirus 19. It showed up, and they were investigating and working on it in the lab, trying to figure out exactly what everybody's trying to figure out, is if you could get a vaccine for it. And some worker made a mistake, left there. He was infected, went to the wet market, and of course, everything broke from there. I don't think it was meant for a weapon of mass destruction, but it could. It shows you what when you deal. My father always used to say, and he was not a big disciplinarian until he got really mad. If he didn't have enough sleep, then he'd beat the living bejesus out of you if you did something wrong. But he always used to say, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And when all these labs are playing and investigating all these viruses, unless they are absolutely, absolutely well run, so tight that all it takes is one little mistake, that's it. And that's it. And that's what happened. To me, that's what happened. I don't, you know, I could be wrong, but then again, that's what I'm thinking. It was just one of those.
I mean, there's theories out all over the place, right?
But then there's also the cockeye theory. 5G caused this. Come on.
5G. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Give me a break. 5G is got a lot of problems, but it didn't cause a virus.
No.
Jeez.
No.
You just shake your head sometimes with these really, really wacky theories. So how about Kim Jong-un, huh?
What happened?
Oh, the North Korea, he's in dire condition. He supposedly had heart surgery. So I've been running a numbers game. In the North Korean media, if they report their leader is in dire condition,
yeah,
he's probably already dead.
He's already dead?
Probably. because they just don't want people to know about it. So they can appoint the next president.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I didn't hear that.
That's my cockeye theory. I've got a morning for cockeye theories this morning. Just like I said, that now that oil is minus $35 a barrel and oil producers have to pay people to take their oil, this is the perfect time for the United States to stock up our stockpile. You know, say give us 1 million gallons of oil. Well, give us $35 million and we'll add it to the national stockpile. And then Donald Trump can help out his oil friends in Texas and the country can benefit. And we make money.
But let me ask you a question. Why would they pay us to take their oil?
Got no place to store it, Pat. They can't stop pumping it. When you shut down wells, there's always a chance that they don't open up. They can't. They're behind the eight ball here.
I got you. Okay.
This has never happened before.
No.
So why don't we take advantage of it, like they always take advantage of us?
Well, I think you should pick up the phone and call Trump.
Well, he won't take my calls because.
He won't take your calls.
He knows I don't like him, but I don't like him as president. I'm not saying personally, so I don't think he'd take my. I don't think he'd take my calls. But it just seems to make sense. If they have to get rid of the oil and they don't want to shut down their pumps, let's add it to the national stockpile. And if we get a million gallons at $35 a gallon that they pay us, that's $35 million. Put that towards test kits for the virus and stuff like that. You know, why not do that?
That's a good point. And I do have a question for you that has nothing to do with oil. Meant to ask you this yesterday. My sister had asked me this, and I said, I don't know the answer. I tried to find it on the internet, but Marshall, you may know. There is a friend of theirs who has a mom who's 94, who in the middle of the night goes into the kitchen and eats coffee grinds. And they want to know, is that a normal thing? And is it a bad thing? Now, the only thing I can find on the internet is that, you get a caffeine fix by eating coffee grinds.
Well, yeah, that's true. But does she sleepwalk or does she know she's doing it?
No, apparently she knows.
Well, there's some sort of fixation there that has to be adjusted.
That's what I said.
Let her, if that's the case, put some caffeine candy by her bed. Let her get her caffeine fixed like that, or a can of soda.
Hmm.
Or leave her with some iced coffee by her bed. There you go. But eating coffee grinds is not good. Even if you imagine your false teeth, how you gonna clean your false teeth? I hate to make fun of it, but it's true.
Oh my goodness!
All right. On that note, Pat.
Yes, I'll see you in the morning.
Okay, take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.